welcome to the S Words Podcast Stuff segment. This is stuff number 31?
31. 31. 30 gone missing.
30's missing. 31, but 31 is a very good number. It's the number of flavors of ice cream that Baskin Robbins has.
I'm not a big fan of Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, I actually hate that place too.
Dude, I love Baskin Robbins.
Is it different over here versus where you grew up? Because I always remember going to it, and I'm like, it's like a hospital with ice cream.
I don't really remember any Baskin Robbins. There were a lot of Dairy Queens though, and they didn't have 31 flavors.
Oh. It used to freak me out because none of those colors appear in nature.
That's why they're so delicious.
You mean like orange?
That bright orange. Hey, if oranges were purple, what would we call them?
Grapes.
All right, anyway, I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Jess McConville.
I'm Ian McConville.
And this is S-Words Podcast number 31. There's been a lot going on in the past couple weeks.
Yeah, so if you haven't checked the site yet, I was burglarized. I lost my laptop with the files for the South Park episode and stuff number 30. So apologies to those that were included in stuff 30. It was actually quite a good show. We did the S-Words quiz in which Dom won. And I believe John was the biggest failure, getting only 1 of 10 questions correct.
Yes, that is true. Danny was second best, which really shouldn't surprise anybody, and Sun was third best. And Kevin did not participate, given that he put the quiz together.
Well, I also knew all the answers, too. It didn't even matter. I would have beaten you all.
It's true. It's true.
All right, so let's go straight into this. It's almost Halloween time, so...
Yes.
I know, not really all, we actually don't really watch scary movies. Actually, everyone here at this table, we don't really watch scary movies. But for our top three, it's going to be top three scary movies.
All right.
This should be interesting.
We're going to make it a lot easier. It can just be anything that scares you as a movie. Or so mostly like movies that scared you as a kid.
Yep. So Kevin, would you like to start?
Oh, I don't, I would never start. What are you talking about? Oh.
I'm in charge here.
Okay. Well, my number.
As I say.
My number three is Jaws, which is actually a movie that I had not even fully seen when I was a kid, but I was always afraid to go swimming in any pool. So I was always afraid that, you know, as soon as I don't look at what's in the water, you know, I'll look again and there'll be something there. So it was not really a fear of sharks, because I love sharks now, but it was just
everybody loves sharks.
It started my fear of, if I'm not looking somewhere, what if something shows up?
So I actually, that surprises me, because I always figured you'd be one of those jerks with the fin strapped to your back in those swimming pools?
No, I would love to do that, too.
Now you're older.
I wouldn't do that to anyone now.
Okay.
No. If I was a little younger.
All right, Jess, what's your number three scary movie?
My number three is The Face Melting in Indiana Jones, Raid of the Lost Ark. For the longest time, whenever we watched it, Dad would always cover my eyes, and I never knew why. And then I saw it and went, oh my gosh, I need Dad to cover my eyes.
I'm very much not trying to make any comments right now. It's very difficult.
When was the time that you actually got through some of these fears, like especially the face melting one? Like I knew at one point I just watched it and I was like, okay, I'm not as scared about this anymore.
I kind of still can't watch it.
Oh,
it's okay. Still, it's like the eyeballs falling out. I just, ooh. I mean, it wasn't even real super realistic, but my imagination puts in all the real stuff.
Ian, what was your number three?
My number three, I actually can't remember the name of it. I'm going to try the best I can. It was like Zone 15 or something like that. It was an anime my oldest brother was watching one time in the living room.
Mega Zone 2, 3?
That probably might have been it. It was involved a hero and a bike that turned into a robot. I know, groundbreaking stuff. But the enemy were some sort of tentacle monster and not the friendly kind. And yeah, it was.
When are tentacle monsters the friendly kind?
I actually have a few things I can show you, Jess, but I really shouldn't.
Aww.
It was just like scene after scene of people being horribly destroyed by, well, appendages.
My number three is a movie that's freaked me out as a kid, even though it's not actually that scary. It's just that it started me on the path of just being very nervous about things, and that is Raising Cain. You even remember that one?
Never heard of it.
It's about this like psychologist who works on his kid and turns him into like a basically a sociopath. And it just freaked me out when I was a kid, and I had to walk out of the theater and sit in the lobby for a while. Like I'm gonna look up this
you
now.
You went to a theater to see Raising Cain?
My cousin worked at that theater and he got us in for free.
Oh,
that helps.
I was like, wow, you're the first person I've met that's ever mentioned Raising Cain.
It was 1992, so I was 11 years old, but the movie was free.
Wait, who was the star of it again? I forgot.
John Lithgow.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard of this.
I don't know what it is either, but I won't watch it now.
So, yeah, it's about this guy who goes crazy, and it's Jonathan Lithgow. It's John Lithgow, so when he plays crazy, he really plays crazy, and it freaked me out when I was 11, so that was me.
All right, well, my number two is pretty much a classic in terms of horror. Sci-fi horror. It's the one that started everything, which would be Alien. And my biggest fear of Alien actually didn't come from the film. There's that ride in MGM Studios in Walt Disney World where you go, the great movie ride, where you go through all the usual movie scenes like The Wizard of Oz and Casablanca. And then at the end, they just have Alien for some reason. And as a kid, you're like, why would they put this in here? They couldn't put something else that was sci-fi. It had to be Alien. And so you're like going through like the little corridors. It's all like dark and you don't know what's going on. Then you look up and you see the alien like coming down upon you.
Oh, I remember that.
And, you know, I understand that that was not as freaky as later on when they installed Alien Encounter at the actual Magic Kingdom in Disney World, but As like a 6 or 7 year old, you don't want to be stuck on a moving platform thing. And then, you know, it's right before the loading zone. So sometimes you'd be stuck in that area watching it just constantly try to grab for you. And you'd be like, oh, I just want to get off the ride now.
I'm trying to think of a ride that scared me that much when I was a kid. And I'm just thinking about those,
Snow White?
No. I like telling the story, actually.
Matterhorn?
The Yeti and Matterhorn I really liked. I liked the Matterhorn when I was a kid. I'm just thinking about, you know, those traveling carnivals that tend to go to, like, church fair festivals and school fairs
clowns?
And stuff? No, not clowns. It's those Ferris wheels that have the cages instead of the seats so that you can spin them.
Oh.
I got locked in place in one of those. The carny forgot to unlock the cage. And the power went out right as I went upside down.
Oh.
And I hung upside down for 10 minutes. I was like, that's not a very pleasant feeling. Can I get down now?
And the worst I had was I got stuck on the second hill of the Magnum at Cedar Point, Ohio.
God.
We actually had to get down like on the ladders on the side.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I can't do that. I'd probably just die instead.
Sorry, I giggled a little bit when you said Magnum, though.
Okay.
Hey, Dom, I don't get the joke. What's the joke?
I stare at a poster of Zoolander all day and at work. So, it's directly facing my desk. So anytime someone says Magnum or Blue Steel, I start giggling.
That's got to be motivational, though.
No, it's not motivational.
No, question. How often does the word Blue Steel come up in your day?
You'd be surprised, given that I stare at a poster of Zoolander for 8 hours a day.
What was his other face?
It was, what is it, Blue Steel, Magnum, and L something?
There was another one?
Yeah.
It was the one he was working on.
No, I thought that was Magnum.
Oh. Well, there's another one.
Le Tigre.
The Tigre. I forgot. Very good.
And Ferrari.
I forgot about that one.
Okay, anyway, so what's your number two, Jess?
My number two is a toss-up. To not sound like I'm totally scared of Indiana Jones, I'll skip the end of The Last Crusade with the whole drinking of the cup. Another thing my father was nice enough to cover my eyes for, but the boat scene in Willy Wonka is traumatizing as a child.
It's traumatizing as an adult. You get to see a chicken die.
Oh my gosh.
Really? There is a scene of a chicken being decapitated in the background. It's pretty graphic if you look for it.
I must have my eyes closed by that point.
Oh, I'm sure you have your eyes closed by that point.
Doesn't that just make it worse? Because then you're imagining what's on the screen while he's saying
No. When I close my eyes, it goes right back to Willy Wonka drinking the flour and then eating it. And that's what I always, always wanted to do. So it goes through all this nice, pleasant, hey, you can eat everything, into, oh my gosh, your brain.
They never ate the grass.
They
remember
did.
That? Did they? No, they never ate the grass. I was always
trees.
I wish they would have something where you eat the grass.
I was so disillusioned when I found out that the little cup flour that Willy Wonka was eating was actually made out of wax, and
he spit it out at the end.
You ruined it for me now.
TMC ruined it for me when I saw that. I was like, oh, man. That's my number two.
Ian?
My number two is also Alien. Now, I saw that one last in the series for some reason, but it it's still the best. I mean, Alien 2 was not threatening at all, and Alien 3, let's not even get into that. But Alien 1, I don't know, there's something about the budget look to it that was just really kind of creepy.
Yeah, the next one probably isn't a surprise to those of you who actually know my film collection.
Is it Alien?
No, it's Nosferatu.
Oh, okay.
Which is just such a triumph in terms of lighting and camera work, and just, it's all silent, and it's all a mood piece, and it's wonderful.
Where's the scares?
Who needs scares?
That's the criteria for the category.
It's moodily scary, okay?
Oh, moodily.
You be quiet. I like that movie. It's the only movie that's even vaguely considered horror that I can watch all the way through.
I'll be moodily quiet then.
You better be. You best moodily shut your hole. Kevin, go ahead.
My number one is The Thing. John Carpenter's The Thing. And I love, and everyone's, it's so cliche to say it. I love the scene where they're testing out the blood. They put the heated wire in it, and you're just like, oh man, what's going to happen? And then the stuff happens, and man, I love it. I could see that movie a million times. And the best thing is I didn't see it when I was a kid when it could totally freak me out. I just saw it when I was an adult.
I completely forgot about that movie.
Yeah. I forgot about it for a while until South Park parodied it, and I was like, oh, I still have never seen The Thing.
I actually got reminded of it by Prototype, because you basically play as John Carpenter's Thing in Prototype. Unfortunately, that game is incredibly frustrating, so let's stop talking about it.
I'm normal.
My number one is a movie called, I think it was Critters. I don't know what year it came out. I remember being really young at my grandparents' house, and they put it on the TV, and it was just these balls with angry mouths on them eating people.
You know, you've just described Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, too, haven't you?
Yeah, but they weren't under my bed.
Ah, see? Tomatoes, you could squash. Critters, you don't know what they are.
I, like, for months after that, I wouldn't actually get out of bed. I'd jump from my bed, like, as far as I could towards the door. I have no idea how old I was, but I still hate it.
All right. I'll allow it. I'll allow it. I'm not going to make fun of you, given that I'm as big of a horror wuss as you are.
You won't make fun of me while this
I
is
think,
on.
Aren't you the biggest wuss of horror that I...
No, I am.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
That's why I hang out with her.
Dude, in Wolfenstein 3D, the blue guys that jump out and yell Freundleben get me every time.
Oh, wow.
Every time. I'm like, ah!
I'm not allowed to play Silent Hill in this house.
No.
Hey, I like Silent Hill.
I hate it. I hate
Interesting.
It.
If I boot it up, everyone leaves the room.
I like reading about Silent Hill. I'll make a confession here. I really like.
I don't mind reading about it. I don't like playing it.
I really like the story of Silent Hill 2, which is just the best psychological horror of the series.
Everyone says that's a great game.
Yeah.
The last one that I actually kind of sort of watched being played, I think, was The Room.
Oh yeah.
With zombie anteater. Dog things.
Wait, is that the fourth one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The room has really good atmosphere, but really terrible actual gameplay.
Well, there was good things about it, like the whole, you get one stake, and it can be used to hold down a single zombie, but if you want that stake back, you gotta unstake him.
And then he comes after you again.
Yep.
That was a really cool idea.
All right, so anyway, off of horror games and back into horror movies, or even just thrillers that got you.
But I like video games.
I know.
What about Fatal Frame? That freaked the hell out of me, that game.
I play that way too late to enjoy it. Like, it's just too old now for me to really...
I really like the concept of it, you know, where you actually don't know what's going on until you have that really restricted view.
Yeah,
and then if you're not doing it carefully...
So much.
Yeah. I really like how it works. I can't play it myself.
Eternal Darkness was the game that messed with my head.
I still never played it. I have it, and I'm just like,
I don't know
if I want to play it, because whenever I'm like, oh, I should play this, and I'm like, but it's dark out, and no one's home.
Play it sleep-deprived at night, and it'll really mess you up.
So you're number one?
Well, my number one. All right. March of the Pink Elephants from Dumbo.
Oh, really?
That, when you're young, and these really... disturbing shapes are just sort of morphing in and out and just sort of beating the crap out of each other, and this really horrible music that's singing like, oh god, here they come, run! It's not exactly pleasant.
Wow.
I don't really remember that. I didn't really like Dumbo.
Well,
Dumbo's so, like, It's really short, I finally realized.
Dumbo also aged really poorly.
Yeah.
I think it's the crows that do it for me, that just don't make me want to watch that movie again.
You know it's only 62 minutes long?
Wow, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Like, the only scene of Dumbo I remember is when his mom is in jail and he sidles up to the door. Remembers that. Everybody remembers that because it's the good scene.
The good scene.
And, you know, it makes the room get a little dusty, you know? You know? I mean, it's the main real emotion in Dumbo.
Dusty?
Dusty.
Makes your eyes water from the dust.
Moodily dusty.
Yes. You know, when Dumbo's mother asks him if he wants a catch.
What?
Want to have a catch, Dumbo? I'd like that.
Dumbo speaks, right?
Yes, yeah, of course.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Just like in Bambi. Just oh, wait, like they do speak in
they
Bambi.
They do speak in Bambi. Yeah.
Not like in Bambi.
All right, so my number one is a movie that I've absolutely adore in terms of theme, in terms of writing, in terms of the acting I've seen of it, but I can't watch it all the way through because it's too intense for me. And
oh,
it is Seven.
Ombak.
No, not Ombak. Ombak makes me wince at all of the joint breaks, but it is very definitely Seven with Brad Pitt.
I can't
Pitt,
believe
Morgan
you still
Freeman.
Never finished watching Seven.
I just can't do it. Like,
where do you
even
stop?
Even the implied horror of it is so bad for me. I think I stopped right around Lust.
Oh, okay. So at least you got to see Gluttony.
Yeah, Gluttony is gross, but I can get through gross. Lust is just, I start thinking about it, and it just hurts my head, you know, to think about it. Oh. Because that's the whole thing about Seven, is that they barely ever show you anything.
Yeah, that's
but
why I was kind of
that's
like...
That's the point of it. But, you know, just like the sounds and the descriptions and the acting just really carry the horror of everything that's going on.
All the wind was taken out of the sails for me with Seven, thanks to MTV Movie Awards skit where they replaced all the actors with William Shatner.
What?
They just redid the ending of Seven with William Shatner and no one else. It's really amusing to watch William Shatner yell at himself, go, "What's in the box? What's in the box?"
I never saw Seven, but I remember my family talking about it, and that was enough for me to not ever want to see it, especially in the creepy little Kilbuck theater that we had at home.
Wow. I should give an honorable mention to one of the few movies I've ever had to cover someone else's eyes for, which was The Passion of the Christ, which is essentially a Saw movie starring Jesus.
Yeah, we're not going to get any some weird letters this week, right?
No.
Of course not.
Dom said it, none of us did.
Yeah, speaking of weird letters, let's start with the mailbag for this week. For the past 2 weeks, actually. So let's get in there. David K. from Frederick, Missouri, and from Shepherdstown, West Virginia. Wait, MD. That's Maryland. Sorry. That's not MO.
Midori.
Midori.
Sorry, Moodley.
I have Midori in the fridge.
All right, he says, "Greetings, swords. I just wanted to nitpick a little about your Sailor Moon episode. I wish to point out that, in the dub, the character that you referred to as Damien was actually named Darien."
Now, this was only Dom that did this.
Yeah.
How could you?
Because Endymion to Damien makes sense. Darien doesn't make as much sense.
Yeah, how could you, Dom?
I also wanted to make a suggestion. Super Scope and other silly peripherals.
Yeah.
I didn't use the Super Scope, did you?
No.
I had one,
but I never used
it. It sucked.
Yeah.
What was the Super Scope for?
It was for the Super Nintendo. It was that bazooka thing.
It was for eye strain.
I wasn't allowed to have video gaming systems growing up.
That's probably better for you.
Meanwhile, this is a fun question. Which of you regulars on the show are single, in a relationship, or married, etc.?
Well, Dom's married.
No.
And I'm still going out with Lita.
Yeah, Kevin goes out with Lita.
And Jess and Ian...
We're married.
I think they're married.
Have the same last name, but they are from the Midwest, so they may just be related.
No. No, 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 no.
Hey, now they forgot all about the Passion of the Christ letters they're going to write.
So anyway, there's also, Danny is married to the picture of Miho that he's taped to a hug pillow. And thankfully,
it's not taped. He got it ironed on now.
Okay. And he's currently taking his hug pillow to Disneyland, so thankfully he won't punch me in the face for that one.
He always wonders why he only has to pay half price.
She is tiny and adorable, though.
Mike is in a relationship with Jen. Let's see. I think most of the rest of us are single who are regulars.
Well, no, you're...
Albert. Albert is in a relationship.
You know, you're in a relationship with Baldur Sky.
Hey, what goes on between me and Baldur Sky is between me and Baldur Sky.
Are you going to upgrade Baldur Sky to a Baldur Sky hug pillow?
No. Well, those exist, and I don't like them.
We're trying to find Dom Robot hug pillows.
See, that's the thing, is that I don't really care about the girls in Baldur Sky. I care about the robots. And so they're like, we're going to get you a hug pillow, and we're going to put a picture of a robot on it. I'm like, I'd sleep with that.
In a bikini.
I don't care about the bikini.
But then it's, like, not a hug pillow.
Well, Dom, what did you think about the robots in Zone of Enders?
Oh, those were too big. Brother, too big.
Nah, he's more into, like, the Quattro Vagina. Oh, wait, sorry. Solid gold sex
vagina.
Machine.
I'm sorry.
Quattro Vagina. That's right. you do know that Gundam Unicorn is coming out, and you know what his name is in that one, right?
No.
Full Frontal. That's his name.
Nice!
That is the name of a character in Gundam Unicorn. And now we get to put this in as a tag, Full Frontal.
I thought this whole Gundam Unicorn thing was a joke.
Nope, it exists.
It's actually called Unicorn.
Actually called Gundam Unicorn.
Why?
Does it have a unicorn thing on its head?
I don't think so. I think Hung has a model
Hung?
Of it. I don't know who's Hung. Are you Hung?
I'm not.
I'm not, but I know someone who is.
You know someone who lives with someone who's Hung. So anyway... Back to the topic at hand. Let's see here. Back to David K. Would you say that you're more into video games or anime? I think all of us here can pretty much safely answer video games.
I'm getting into anime.
I'm more on the video game side. I've completely retired from the anime side.
Yeah, and there's some things that are worthwhile for anime. For example, I write about anime for a living, but... Pretty much, you know, like, there's only a few anime each year that are actually worth anything, while you can find so many more artistically valuable video games.
I don't play that many video games, but I've been watching a lot more random anime lately.
Alright. So anyway, and then the last question is, if you had 3 wishes, what would they be? And I think we're not allowed to say wish for more wishes. Yeah, let's just say 1 wish. How about 1 wish?
Yeah, 1 wish.
If you got 1 wish from a genie, we were all sharing the same wishes or something. A 4-wish genie.
Okay.
Can you wish to take someone else's wish?
No. Jerk.
Well, you can take it, but you don't get it. It's just that they don't have it anymore.
Oh, yeah, that does suck.
Would you wish for anything?
Wish for Dom's wish.
Aww. Wait a second. No, that's not you.
Then I still get a wish. He just doesn't get a wish.
Wait a second. I thought it was going to be like one of those sweet wishes where it's like, I wish that his wish comes true. No, you just wanted my wish. What a jerk.
I wish that Dom doesn't get any wishes.
Fine, I wish that Kevin is happy. There. Now that wish doesn't happen anymore.
Dude, because the thing is, if you wish for something like that, of course the genie's always going to do some sort of evil version of that that doesn't actually satisfy you. It's like when the Simpsons are like, we want to be rich and famous, and then they got tired of it. That was with the monkey's paw.
Yes, I remember
genie,
now.
But, you know, we should have gotten a monkey's paw instead of a genie, because then there's 4 fingers.
Sure, why not? Jess?
I wish that my life was a musical, and everybody around me sang everything, and there were big elaborate dance numbers. It'd be fantastic.
Are you another one of the Glee fans that says, oh, on this week's Glee was so good?
I've only said that once. The other times it's either been, Glee was okay, or that wasn't a good episode.
Okay. I'm getting a bit tired of every girl I meet. It's like, Glee is so good this week.
Hey,
okay.
Kevin, you ready for a shocker? This news will absolutely destroy your worldview. Glee was created by a gay man.
Oh, snap.
So was Sex in the City.
Yeah. So anyway, Ian, what would your wish be?
How about a flask? That never ran dry, but...
The flask is full of Tic Tacs?
Yes.
That's a very annoying flask, by the way, when he's got it filled up.
I think you mean annoyingly awesome.
No,
wait,
just annoying.
Wait, you fill a flask with Tic Tacs?
Yes, he does.
Have a flask full of Tic Tacs.
As in, like, an aluminum flask that you use for, like, whiskey and stuff.
Yes.
It holds about 9 packs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
I would wish to know magical kung fu.
Why magical kung
that
fu?
Would be good.
Because normal kung fu you can just do. Magical kung fu would make me unique.
Oh, then dude, I wish for the flying car.
The flying car would be awesome. Wait, would you want the Fantastic Car, or would you want Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Can I get the Fantastic Car is the Fantastic Four's car.
Yes.
That splits into four people. Yeah,
yes.
I want that one.
Okay,
all right,
fine.
I'm calling Mulligan on my wish, just so that way I can have magical kung fu, because you need someone to fight.
I don't know. I don't need anybody to fight. I would have magical kung fu, and I would train in the mountains, and people would be like, wow, can I learn your magical kung fu? And I'd be like, no.
Well, it's all worthless if you don't get to have the epic battle over someone's house.
Fine, fine. You can have magical kung fu, too.
All right.
All right. So apparently he actually had one more question. What are your opinions of the Halo and Kingdom Hearts franchises?
Why Halo and Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah, those really don't go together very
different.
Well. Halo I enjoyed.
Master Chief with zippers.
Master Chief's Merry Christmas.
Hey, we get to use that as a tag again. So anyway, my opinions of the Halo franchise, they're really fun to play with friends. Kingdom Hearts isn't so fun to play with friends for some odd reason.
Am I just the only one that really doesn't like Kingdom Hearts?
I don't like Kingdom Hearts at all.
I don't like Kingdom Hearts.
It would be much better if it had no other franchises in it.
Kingdom Hearts as a franchise would be much better if you didn't have frickin' platform jumping.
Oh,
I'm
so
bad at platformers. Tarzan level of the first one?
I'm good at platformers. I'm good at platformers, except when the camera is an enemy.
Like all games nowadays?
No, there are several things that involve platform jumping where the camera is not your enemy, like Devil May Cry, for example.
Or Prince of Persia.
Yeah.
I remember having problems with Prince of Persia.
Which one?
The first one.
The very first one? Or
yeah.
You mean Sands of Time? Or the
Sands of Time.
No.
No.
Well, I'm bad at video games, too.
All right, anyway.
No. No, you trust me, you'll love Sands of Time.
Ian?
Well,
anything?
Well, like I said, with Kingdom Hearts, I'd like it better if there weren't Disney or Square in it. You know, wish it had its own sort of IP and world that it stuck to as compared to going, all right, this is really interesting, but welcome to Lion King.
What do you think about Epic Mickey, though?
I would have thought better of it until I saw the new screenshots for it and went, well, okay. That's not epic at all looking.
Yeah, the design, like the thought process behind Epic Mickey, I'm totally behind. Because, I mean, like I said, some of my favorite Genesis games in history are Castle of Illusion and World of Illusion, which both starred Mickey Mouse. But, yeah, not so much. Anyway.
But you don't like that he's fighting Oswald the Rabbit?
Well, I mean, that could have gone somewhere if they went sort of like American McGee's Alice with it or something, but no, it just looks like every other Mickey. Sure, he's classical Mickey, but there's nothing new about him. I don't know.
Yeah, meanwhile, my official final thought on the Kingdom Hearts series is I really would enjoy it more if it wasn't Disney and Square all in the same place, because I hate crossovers.
I like the Disney part of it. I mean, it looks nice.
The Disney
nice.
Part of it is fine if you don't have Donald and Goofy. Not...
I also, okay, wait, also hear words where when I say them out loud, I know that 30 miles south of us, Andy is screaming, gummy ship.
Oh, God. That's when I stopped playing the first one.
That's when I stopped playing the first one.
I cheated in the second. I put in a code that allows the main character to absorb both Donald and Goofy. And just made that permanent. And the game was so much better.
Like, I had superpowers all the time.
Superpowers and no dumbasses following you around.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, let's move on. Ian R. writes, Salve, Masters of the Swords. Is it Salve? I have no idea.
I don't know.
I was wondering, going back to your Haruhi episode, if any of you guys got around to watching the second season of Haruhi, and if you have, what your thoughts are on the second season.
Tom's told me not to.
I have two words for everybody here. Endless Eight.
I heard the second season is so much better than the first.
I heard your mama.
So anyway, yeah, Endless Eight is something that was such a bad directorial decision that Kyoto Animation has pretty much come out and said, yeah, that was a mistake. And they've said, yeah, we put out the DVD box and we hope people don't hate it, but they will. We hope someone buys it, though.
Does the DVD include all 8 episodes?
Yes, it includes all 8 episodes in one box.
I thought maybe they'd split it across multiple discs.
But yeah, it is. if anybody doesn't know what Endless Eight is, it is the same episode with very minor variations 8 times in a row.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
It's different, like, camera angles
and such.
Different
camera angles, different outfits, and slightly different ad-libs.
Slightly.
And so the thing is that they did that for 8 weeks in a row. It's one chapter in the books. I'm looking forward to the movie.
There's a movie now,
there's
too?
There's a movie coming out.
When you say movie, is it one of those full feature-length movies or one of those half-hour movies?
It'll be a full feature-length movie that will cover an entire novel.
Wow.
Novel's worth of content, which, given that it's a light novel, can totally fit into 90 minutes. So anyway, yeah. I was also wondering what your guys' views on the upcoming Squenix game Final Fantasy Dissidia for the PSP. I think Ian has a few opinions on this.
Oh, not really.
My only opinion of it was, how do you pronounce that?
Dissidia?
Yeah.
Kevin, do you have any opinions formed on it?
I was surprised the name has so many D's and S's and was yet on the PSP.
That's true. I just now am thinking of it and trying. I think it's because Pisipia didn't.
What's wrong with Pisipia?
It didn't test very well.
Wait, I don't get it. Go on, explain.
Well, you see, when a woman really loves a man and his taste.
Let's just go to the next question.
Keep up the great work. P.S. A few suggestions for future shows. How about Tom Servo from MST3K?
We know people want to know about it. I don't know if any of us knows enough about.
I've only seen like 4 or 5 full episodes of MST3K because the movies are usually so bad I can't sit through them.
I have the CDs. Like, I haven't burned a CD somewhere, but I don't think I've ever actually watched them.
I've seen a lot of episodes of that, but it was so long ago.
Yeah. Okay, how about the next one? This one might actually bring up some interest. How about Satoshi Kon, the anime director? I'm interested in that topic. I don't think we can do a full episode on it, but it would be a nice little
addition. Perfect Blue, Millennium Actress, Tokyo Godfathers.
I liked Tokyo Godfathers.
What was that other one? Paprika. Is that it?
Memories.
Oh, and
he was one of the thirds of Memories.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Paranoia Agent.
Paranoia Agent, yes.
Oh, he did Paranoia Agent?
He did Paranoia Agent.
That was so...
That's something that you can just use to describe so many of Satoshi Kon's movies, though. Like, the only one that makes sense from beginning to end, I think, is Tokyo Godfathers.
That's actually the one of... That's the work of his that I actually enjoyed the most.
And that's because it's a remake of a... Who was it in it again? The original? It was Clint Eastwood, I think? No. It might have been John Wayne?
Oh, Three Men and a Baby.
No! Not Gutenberg. I'll figure it out later. Someone will mail it in. So yeah, Satoshi Kon might be interesting. Let's see. And so that's Ian R. Thanks, Ian. Matt H. from Jakarta, Indonesia writes, Jesu Christo, that's some scary stuff. Hopefully everyone is physically okay, and the police can find your stuff before too long.
Oh, yeah, this is in regards to burglary. Did we talk about this yet?
We talked about a little bit. You mentioned that your house was burglarized. It's mentioned on the site. And the site. All right. So, Kevin, he wants you to know that in addition to the friends you have nearby, you have supporters all across the globe hoping for the best for you. Not that you need me to tell you this, but for heaven's sake, please take your time and come back when you're ready.
Well, I wasn't ready yet, but Dom was like, hey, we gotta record some stuff. So I'm like, fine.
He's a slave driver.
I am a jerk store, aren't I?
Yeah.
Kevin has just been so sad looking through this entire podcast.
Yes.
Through all the laughing.
That's exactly Dom, it.
That was because of the chili you gave him.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Adam H. from Olds, Japan. I wonder where that is.
I don't know. He wrote that, not me.
Yeah. So, here's some questions. What would you name your kid, boy or girl?
And I pretty much was like, oh, we gotta include this letter because Dom really would get excited about this.
Yes, because people have told me that they will steal the nurse who has the birth certificate and name my firstborn Optimus.
Middle name Prime?
Probably.
That would be awesome.
Well,
I think that's the chime that says, I'm okay with that.
No, no, it doesn't mean that.
It's like in a game show. It's like, correct. Ding.
No. So anyway.
So you're not going to name your kid Optimus?
I don't want to name my kid Optimus.
What about if your kid was named Rodimus?
No, that's even worse.
How about Cobra Commander?
I would name him Destro.
Is the girl going to be named the Baroness?
Yes. Her first name will be The. Her middle name will be Baroness. What?
Nguyen.
The Baroness Nguyen, yes.
I can just imagine all the teachers like mispronouncing it. Like, is it Tay? Tay Nguyen?
That's the funny thing is that it's a real name. All right, so Kevin, what would you name your first board?
Master Chief.
Okay.
No, I don't know. Don't ask me this question.
I would.
I'm glad Lita's not here.
Yeah. She'd be like, Cortana! I'll leave my children Spider-Man Chew. That was Lita.
Spider-Man 2?
Spider-Man Chew.
Oh, although Spider-Man Chew.
Although Spider-Man 2 would probably be a good name.
Yeah, then it'd be Spider-Man 2 Chew.
Yes.
this is great.
My cousin's wife is pregnant, and... My cousin is the one who's actually related to me. My cousin is pregnant, and his name is Rogers. And so we keep calling their unborn child Roger, and we're like, Roger Rogers? No,
that's even better because it's related to Star Wars Episode 1.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the droids say. They say Roger Roger.
Oh, man. No, but the thing is, like, we should go all the way if we're going to name him that. We're going to name him Roger Roger Rogers. I think that's a perfect name. Mm. Why are you looking at me like that?
I didn't say anything.
These are my judging eyes.
So what about you guys? You're going to name your child Dom, right?
So I actually have been thinking about baby names, actually. So do you want real ones or the ones that I tell my parents I'm going to name my firstborn?
Well, your parents are sitting right behind you, so let's find out. I'm gonna look at his face.
I'm going to name my firstborn Nathaniel Superfly.
Hey, no objections.
No, I think he's just putting his face in his hands. All right. What about Huggy Bear? Would you name your secondborn Huggy Bear after Superfly, or would you name him Human Tornado?
Huggy Bear, bust a move.
Okay.
I haven't discussed this with my husband yet.
Well, actually, you have now.
He seems okay with it. He hasn't said anything.
Oh, really?
All right, it's settled.
It's settled. Huggy Bear and Superfly. All right, here's one that he's put in for Adam H. is top 3 Japanese foods.
Sake and beer and I guess plum wine.
Good job, Kevin.
I'm going to go mochi and what the heck is that mix that you keep bringing home that has peanuts and squid in it?
It's just a peanut snack from Kasugai.
Oh, it's delicious.
I like ramen.
That's all three. You like the broth, you like the noodles, and you like the pork. There you go.
What about you, Dom?
Let's see here.
Oh, and those dehydrated peas.
The wasabi peas?
Yeah.
All right, so that's actually three for you now, Jess.
Yeah.
I like mochi. I like, let's see here. That was Chinese food that I had in Japan, so that doesn't count. I do enjoy myself some ramen, and I enjoy the really weird breads that they have out there, like the melon bread
and fish bread, curry bread with red bean.
Yeah. Wait, does that exist?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the ones shaped like fish, yes. Not the ones that taste like fish.
Well, the fish-like fish ones are there too.
Yes, but the taiyaki is good. I like taiyaki. But anyway, yeah. So that's our let's move on. Sam Fishhell writes, "Sup hug pillows."
Why are you laughing?
Because he says "sup hug pillows." Except for Danny, if you were to marry an anime video game character, who would it be? Danny is already married, so he can't be in on this.
Oh man!
Anime or video game character?
Don't say Master Chief.
So many choices.
I can't pick real women. Okay.
Well, you can pick real women who've been in video game movies. So Angelina Jolie counts.
Wait. So
Mila Jovovich counts.
Video game characters. That was an option.
It is one right now.
Oh, well, it's too late now.
Why? Oh, for you.
Wait a minute.
Well, you put her in your video game, so there you go.
Yeah, technically I was in that video game that you proposed to me with, so.
And what about you, Dom?
The list is too long to start on.
Can I have two?
What do you mean have two? Of mine?
No, I want to marry two anime characters.
Inuyasha and?
No, Sesshomaru and Tuxedo Mask.
Okay, that's fair.
Tuxedo Mask.
Neither of them have breasts.
I don't want to marry somebody with breasts. I just want to look at one of them with breasts.
So you'd want a mistress?
Of course.
I see.
That's common practice in feudal Japan.
I am not going to participate in this question.
No, you're supposed to participate.
You are the one
dude.
That has to.
Oh my god, you totally have to do it.
I totally have to do this. Fine.
Yes.
An order from most wanted to kind of less wanted. One is Rain from Baldur's Sky.
Oh.
You mean you're not Rain from real life?
No, not that Rain. let's see.
Because he doesn't fit in the criteria, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, you didn't know he's been in an anime movie.
So, Rain.
He's been in Speed Racer.
Yeah, so there you go.
No, not Rain. Also, Cheryl Gnome from Macross Frontier. And
she could be my mistress.
After that, it gets really fuzzy. So, let's move on.
Let's move on.
Fuzzy in
this
your pants?
This is a strange, awkward question now.
All right. So anyway, that's the mailbag for this time. Thanks a lot to everybody who wrote in. Now that we're starting up again, let's get some more emails in there. We're no longer on hiatus, folks, so get in there. What? What?
You don't care what they smell.
I know. I don't care what you smell. Get in there.
Yeah, get in there. Get close and get moodily.
Get moodily, of course.
Well, I guess we have the title for the show.
So anyway... does anybody have any shout-outs or, things to mention before we sign off for the day?
I'd like to mention that Uncharted 2 was actually quite awesome.
I'd like to mention that the Bayonetta demo is available as long as you can navigate the Japanese PlayStation Network, and it's awesome.
Demon's Souls is not that hard, people.
Whoa.
He's actually right, though. I watched him play it, and I was like, I can do this.
Really? All I've been hearing about is just terrifyingly difficult.
It's just that it punishes
you. It's just frustrating, right?
It's just frustrating. It's a dungeon crawler. It's a roguelike. When you die, you get punished for it.
Yeah.
So you just, whenever you get a bunch of things, you go, I'm going back to town now and saving.
Learn to fold.
Yeah. And I would also like to extend a shout-out to Ronnie Yu, a good friend of the Cal Animage Alpha Club, who is going through some tough times right now, but we're all here for you, Ronnie. All right, so that is the Stuff Number 31 segment. If you would like to contact us, remember to contact us via email at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. You can also find us on the web at s-words-podcast.com. And there's that little happy place where I go on the internet. What do you think it is, Kevin?
Google.
Actually, that's true. You can probably find us on Google. We're probably ranking pretty decently there these days. Anyway, no. What I'm talking about is twitter.com/s_words, where you can find my random thoughts about, these days, beer and chili.
And rain.
And rain? And rain.
Oh, yeah, rain.
And I think that's it, right?
Is I got one question for you, Dom. How many beers before you fall asleep now?
Three.
What's the beer?
Any of them, actually.
Oh, okay.
The main thing is that after beer number two, I just have to go to the bathroom because I'm full.
We need to get you some of those, more highly alcoholic content.
Like Pliny the Younger?
Pliny the Younger.
Pliny the Younger?
Pliny the Elder is pretty good, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I just know there's an 11% beer.
Yeah, it's usually what I start with.
All right. Anyway, good night, folks.
Good night.
So that's our list of scary movies.
Was your number one, Dom?
What do you mean? I already told you it was seven.
Yeah,
what the heck, you jerk? You're the return section
of
the jerk store.
It almost sounds as though we had some sort of break in between.
So anyway, we...